Okay, this week is Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, so if it's okay, I'd like to dedicate tonight's shir for Fu Shweimu of Chaim Ben Rochel and Zoreto Basavarato. Fu Shweimu. Says, Pasuk tells us at the beginning of the Parsha, the ending of the Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri at first is sold for 6 years. At the end of the 6 years, he goes free. And there are other ways, and Eved Ivri goes free as well. And Eved Ivri goes free, he works until Yovel. If Yovel comes in the middle of the 6 years, then Eved Ivri goes free as Yovel. And Yovel. The Pasuk tells us in Perik Chaf Aleph Pasuk Zayin, the Chiyimkor Ish, if a man sells his daughter to be an Omer of Riyah, why Seitzei could say so Avodim. She doesn't go free like the Avodim go free. And says Rashi, what does it mean, like Seitzei could say so Avodim? It means like Avodim Kenanim. A guy, an Eved Kenani that belongs to a Jew, does not go free after 6 years, does not go free after Yovel. An Eved Kenani goes free b'shein v'ayin. If the master knocks out the Eved's tooth, it means an adult tooth, or the Eved's eye, or any of the other chafdalot rashi, or any of the other limbs of the Eved, the Eved Kenani goes free. There are different ways that an Eved Ivri goes free, and an Eved Kenani goes free. And there's a very nice Kli Yochar who explains why the Eved Kenani goes free, Dafka B'Shein V'Ayin, and why the Eved Ivri goes free with Sheish and with Yovel. And he explains very nicely. An Eved Kenani, what's a guy? A guy doesn't have a Torah. A guy follows his times. A guy follows what his desires are. When is an Eved, when does a guy become free? Does a guy ever become free of his times? A guy always has his times. A guy never becomes free. You know when a guy becomes free of his times? When he's old, old age. When he gets old and he can't enjoy life anymore, he gets old, he becomes a little bit free of his times. He lets go of his times. Shein v'ayin. Shein represents the taiva of achila, of eating. And nai is the taiva of seeing, of desiring, of wanting. When does the Eved Kenani go free? When you knock out the shein v'ayin. Because as long as a guy has the taiva to eat, the guy has his teeth, the guy has his eyes, he's able to see, he can't be free. A guy has a taiva of eating, a guy has a taiva of seeing, of desiring, of wanting, never being satisfied. So therefore the Torah says, how does the Eved Kenani go free? He goes free when the tooth and the eye are knocked out. Because that's the only way a guy is free, is when he doesn't have the koyach anymore to eat, he doesn't have the koyach anymore to see, to run after his desires. But as long as he has that koyach, he's not truly free. But a yid is not like that. A yid says the koyach, and his lashon is beautiful. Omnam loy ke'ela chelak Yaakov. That's not the portion of Yaakov. Because any yid, ki kol ishmi Yisrael, any yid, asher toiras Hashem bekirvoy, that has a Torah of Hashem with him, and he only wants Gashmius in this world to satisfy his hunger, to keep himself alive, to support his family, but his Iker Cheshek is in Torah. Chazal tell us, Engelcha ben Chayrin, El Misha Isik b'Torah. Who's the true ben Chayrin? One who learns Torah. When does a person have a chance to learn Torah? People work during the week. They work 6 days a week. Come Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that those that work during the week should use the Shabbos to learn. Shabbos is a day to learn. Therefore, the Torah tells us that the Eved Ivri goes free after 6 years. When it comes the seventh year, corresponding to Shabbos, he works 6 years, corresponding to the 6 days of the week. When it comes the seventh year, Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, that's when the Eved Ivri goes free, to symbolize the fact that Engelcha ben Chayrin El Mishi Yask B'Tayra, because Shabbos was a day given to us to learn Torah.
What if the Yovel goes to
Yovel, come back to that in a minute. Yovel, what about Yovel? Yovel is the 50th year. What's special about the number 50? Matan Torah. How many days after Pesach was Matan Torah?
49.
Shulis was on the 50th day. And Chamishim, 49 days. And the 50th day was Matan Torah. Again, the idea of the 50th day representing Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Who's a true Ben Chayrin? Misha Isik B'Torah, one who learns Torah. So that Eved Ivri goes free after Sheish, after 6 years, when it comes the seventh year, and when it comes Yovel, when it comes the...
Just finish your sentence.
When it comes the 50th year.
So just give me a very good understanding, because I was struggling by the Haggadah, by Pesach night, Hakeshino.
Right.
Doesn't mean physically beat him up, he's like, I'll get rid of the Sidus.
Okay, good. Good. Oh, I personally learn during the week. So of course, a person has to learn during the week. But a person doesn't have as much free time during the week as he has on Shabbos. Shabbos, a person has more free time than he has during the week. That's why on Shabbos, meaning is have a share, go to a share, learn, find the time on Shabbos. Avad, the person has to learn when he can. But we can't learn as much as we'd like during the week, but Shabbos is a time when a person could learn. And that's the significance of the Eved Ivri going free by Sheish and Yovel, because that signifies the time, the seventh day. Yovel symbolizes the time to learn Torah, and the true Ben Chayrin is only somebody who's Isaac the Torah. And the truth is, it doesn't take too much to look around to see it. The guy in every day there's another Meshigas coming out, another guy doesn't know where to turn, left or right, there's no Hadracha at all. But we have the Torah, and true Ben Chayrin is only somebody who learns Torah. The Pasuk tells us a little bit further on, right by Shane, the Pasuk tells us, Virapo Yerabe, the doctor heals. We learn from this Pasukim, the idea of the five payments. If someone's mazik somebody else, there's nezek, there's tzar, ripoy, sheves, and boishes. He pays for the damages, he pays for the tzar, the pain that he caused, he pays for the embarrassment, sheves, for the time the person takes off from work and can't work, and ripoy, for the doctor bills, for the medicine. And the Gemara tells us in Brachos, the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, v'rapo yirapi, mikan, shnit n'rishus, v'roifei l'rafos. From here we learn that the doctor has permission to heal. The doctor heals. Chayr would seem, if a person is sick, menashamayim, who's the doctor to intervene and to heal a person? So the Torah of Yerapo Yerape, Hashem gave the doctor Rishus to heal. The doctor is Hashem's messenger and has Rishus to heal a person. As is well known, B'Shem, many, many big tzaddikim, the doctor has Rishus to heal, but not to pronounce a sentence of death. The doctor can heal somebody, but he can't say somebody will die, somebody will live. The Torah only gave Rishus for the Raifei to heal. Not to chas v'sholom say the other way around. And
It's fine.
We do whatever we can to keep a person alive. V'chay b'hem. Whatever we know stands a chance of working, we do. No matter what. And they say over the story that we know that in Yerushalayim is a well-known hospital, Shari Tzedek Hospital. Dr. Wallach was one of the founders of Shari Tzedek Hospital. And going back, when the hospital was complete, they made a Chanukah Sabayis. They made a dedication for the Shari Tzedek Hospital. And they invited all the Rabbonim to come as well. Reisiv Chaim Zonenfeld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, came. And during the speeches and the ceremony and so on, the Wallach turns to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and he says, I have a kasha that always bothered me. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Kedushin, Toyev Shivareifim will Gehenna. The best of the doctors go to Gehenna. And he said to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, I don't understand. Do you know how much sweat and pain Mesiras Nefesh, I and other doctors put it into building this hospital and to seeing that it should be up to date and be able to help people and heal people? How could the Mishnah say, Toiv Shibaroifim, the best of the doctors, go to Gehenim? Is it fair? Is it right? So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld obviously answered him with a smile and he said, because who else goes to Gehenim? He said, the Rishoyim will go to Gehenim. He says, who's going to heal the Rishoyim after they're burnt to Gehenna? So Hashem sends the best doctors to Gehenna to heal the Rishoyim, after they're punished in Gehenna. Just like the doctors healed people down here, they can heal people in Gehenna and Gehenna as well. I'm going to smile. Okay. I'll call upon him. Toiv Shibaroifim will Gehenna. So I heard many times from the Yasarov, Rabbi Ashkenazi Zatzal, what's Peshat Toiv Shibaroifim Gehenna? I remember once by Shalom Shudis, somebody just graduated medical school.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ashkenazi said, Toiv Shibaroifim will Gehenna. Nope. Said he just graduated medical school, and Chazal tell us the best of the doctors go to Gehenna. What kind of profession is it?
Well,
have they printed on the medical school application?
So he said over Pshat, which I've seen, which others say as well, that the gematria of the word toiv, what's the gematria of the word toiv? Test vav days. How much is test? It's 9. Vav is 6. 15. No. 15. And days is 2 is 17.
17.
How many brachas are there in Shemoneh Esrei? Originally. 18. Originally there were 18. Now we have not, the machine was added later on, but originally there were 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Toiv shebereifim. A doctor who only believes in 17 of the brachas. He doesn't believe in the bracha of Rifa'enu Hashem. He doesn't believe that Hashem is the one who's the Raife. But the doctor thinks, it's me. It's my kayach. I'm the Raife. I know it all. I'm the one who healed him. He's the one who goes to Gehenna. But a doctor who's not a Toiv, a doctor who's one above the Toiv, a doctor who's better than Toiv, a doctor believes in all 18 brachas, and Rafeinu Hashem Venei Rafe as well, such a doctor is not what the Mishnah is speaking about, and he's not the one that goes to Gehenna. But Toiv should be right for him. A doctor believes in only 17 of the brachas, look at him. Okay. What?
Is that no matter what profession you're in?
True. But a doctor plays with life and death. It's a life and death profession more than somebody else.
A caremaker does.
Okay, and it's true. You meet all kinds of doctors. You meet all kinds of doctors. There are those doctors who understand this, and there are doctors that don't understand. I think it's their doing. Type should be right for it. But a doctor is an elch doctor and understands. He can be zeicher to great olam haba. After all, v'chaydem, saving one Jew's life is like saving the entire world. The tremendous is chus to save somebody's life and to help somebody out. And the truth is, it's not only a doctor, but everybody has a chance to save somebody else's life, whether it's physically, spiritually. A person needs a favor, a person needs a chesed, a person needs help in a certain union, whatever it might be, to help somebody else. The tremendous is chus to go in to help out others. The pasuk tells us. By the Dalit Shomrim, we have later on Mishpatim, the Inni of the four Shomrim. This is Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sacha, the Shoyel, and the Seichel. Shomer Chinam watches for free, he's not paid. So he has the least responsibility of everybody, because he can't use the item, and he's not being paid to watch it. So he has to do a normal Shmira, unless he is careless, and something happens, he's Potter. Geneva, Aveda, he's Potter. Hashem Esachah has more of a responsibility because he's being paid to watch. Since he's being paid, he has more of a responsibility to the owner. So he has to watch it better. He's chayef for Geneva, he's chayef for Aveda, and so on. But he's potter on Einsim if accidents happen. A Seicher, one who rents, is an in-between Shomer. Because on one hand, he could use the item. On the other hand, he's paying to use it. Since he's paying to use it, is he similar to the Shomer Chinam or Shomer Esachah? That's a machlokes we have many times between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. A shoyel is the fourth shomer, somebody who borrows. He borrows an object. He is able to use it and doesn't pay to use it. He has the best of both worlds. He's not paying at all and he's using it. Since he has what the Gemara calls kohan na shaloi, all the pleasure is his. He's using it for free. He has the biggest responsibility. And he's basically chayiv even for einsim, even for accidents. There's one patur of mesa machmas malach. If it dies while using it, since he's allowed to use it, and he's using it in a normal manner, he's patur. But he's chayiv for everything else. Geneva, aveda, einsim, he's chayiv for everything else. I said this vart over by the same on Masechta Shavuos last 2 weeks ago. I said it all many times. So if it sounds familiar, that's where it's from. The Chassam Sofer brings down his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. The pasuk tells us, in Perichof Beis, Pasuk Vav, Ki yitin ish el reyeyu kesef acheilam lishma. If a man gives his friend money, or keilam to watch, the gunav in Beis HaIsh, it's stolen from the man's house, so imi matzei aganav, if you find the ganav, yishalim shnayim it pays double. And imlo yimatzei aganav, if the ganav is not found, v'nikrav barabayis el halahim, imosho achiyodoy b'mleches reyeyu. Then he brings him to Bezdin, and he swears in Bezdin that the Geneva took place. Says, Chassam Sofer b'shem his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, ki yitin ish. Who's ish? Kodesh Baruch Hu is called ish. Hashem ish mulchama, Hashem shemoy. Hashem is called ish. Ki yitin ish, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives El Rieu to his friend. Who's the friends of Hashem? B'nai Yisrael. Us. Hashem gives to his friends, to us, kesef ay keilim, mon ya keilim lishma to watch. Hashem gives us parnasa, Shefa, what we need.
Very good.
but lishma, to watch. Hashem gives it to us to use the right way. To use it. Hashem gives us money. Use it the right way. Use it for Shabbos. Use it for tzedakah. Use it for chesed. Use it for Talmud Torah. Use the money the right way. To watch. And Hashem gives us, and what happens? Veguna bebeis ha'ish. Unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara comes along. And veguna, if it's stolen, it's taken away from beis ha'ish, from Hashem. And instead of using the money, the kelim Hashem gave us for the proper use, we use it for our taivus, our desires, and whatever else might be. It's stolen. Im yimotzei aganef. The person does not do tshuva, and the ganef is found. He's caught. He doesn't do tshuva. Yishalim shnayim. Then he ends up paying. Then he ends up paying double. The pasuk tells us. The pasuk brings down in yishayim mem keflayim mikol chatoisel. Person pays back double from all of the averus. He pays double. That's the gross vart is well known. How does a person pay double? It says in Pirkei Avos, a person gives a din v'cheshbon. For every avera a person does, is a din and a cheshbon. What's din and what's cheshbon? Din is for the avera itself. Cheshbon is for the time that he could have used to do a mitzvah. The time that he wasted doing the avera, he could have used that time to learn to do a mitzvah, do a chesed. Say, did the avera is a din v'cheshbon. So it's sort of a double punishment for the avera. So if the ganef is found, he doesn't do tshuva, he pays back double. However, if the ganef is not found, then the person does a tshuva, and the ganef is not found, then the nikra barabayis elokim. Then the barabayis comes close to Hashem. Like Chazal tells, the b'moklam shibali tshuva oimdin, ein tzaddikim gemurim michayim rabbi. In a place where Baal tshuva stands, a tzaddik can't stand. The Baal tshuva, in a sense, is on a higher level because he experienced the aveira, the taiva, and he was able to overcome it, which the tzaddik never experienced in the first place. So if he zaycha, does tshuva, he zaycha to be v'nikraf, to come close to Elohim, even on a higher level than a ben tzaddik. The psichim bunim p'mashishchos is a similar vart by the pasuk of a shayel. It says by a shayel, he eat it esh areyehu, pasuk yudgimel, perichofez pasuk yudgimel, the chiyishal ish mi'imriyehu, the person borrows from his friend. In his vart, the ish refers to the person, re'eh was a kodesh baruch hu. A person borrows. What does Hashem give everybody? A neshama. A neshama is on loan. Hashem gives a neshama. Racham ve'es, when we give it back. A person borrows. The nishbal, imes ba'olov, and imo shalom shalom. We're responsible. A shoel is responsible even for insin. If that's the case, how does a person have any excuse for any aveir he did? Even an oinus, a shoel is chayiv. However, there's a p'tur of a ba'ol of imo, if the owner's with him. A person has a mind, Hashem, and his whole life, he remembers. And whatever he does, l'shem shemayim, ba'ol of imo, the owner's with him, then he's potter from oinsim. So the only way a person, shoyo, could be saved and not be responsible for oinsim in ba'ol of imo. A person remembers Hashem at all times, ba'ol of imo, then he's not responsible for what happens. Of course, a person has to try and do his best. But a person has to always be, and but all of you may remember that Hashem is the Bayim over his neshama. Em kesef talves ami. Pasuk tells us, right before Chamishi, em kesef talves ami. If you lend money to my nation, as ha'oni imach, the oni that's with you, why see you like kinoisha. So Rashi tells us that every im in the Torah is a reshus. It's optional, except for three. And this is one of the three. Im. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. If a person has money that he can lend and do a ches for somebody, he's mechuyif to do so. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is well known. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that Hashem in his chesed gives a shefa and revach to every person what he needs. But v'hoya ki yechet ha'od. Sometimes a person sins, and he's not right to recover his parnasa bekavoid from Hashem. So what does Hashem do? Hashem gives Yerim's portion to somebody else. And Hashem decrees that Reuven's parnasa won't go directly to Reuven, but will go to somebody else, and Reuven will have to ask him for his parnasa. So the Oshish shouldn't think for a second that the extra money that he has is his. Hashem only gave it to him to give to the Oni. Hashem arranges that this Oni should meet this Asher, and the Asher should realize that the money is not his, but it's only given to him to give to the Oni. And it says, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Im Kesef Tal Vesam. Im Kesef. If you see that you have extra money, What are you supposed to do with it? Talvas Ami. Lend it to my nation. And you should know that don't think you're giving away your money. Don't think you're giving away Shehu Ha'ani Imach. Because the Ani's money is with you. The money that you have is really not yours. It's really the Ani's money that Hashem left as a deposit with you to give to the Ani. So the person has the extra money, it's really Ha'ani, the Ani's money, Imach, that's left with you. Okay. Different way of looking at it when it comes to giving, stuff. Emkesef Tal Basami. There's a well-known story in the Beis Yisrael neighborhood in Yerushalayim. There's a shul, and there's a sign, hanging on the shul that says, this shul was built with 50 silver napoleons. Napoleons was the old coins, the old currency. 50 silver napoleons. And it's a pella, it's a wonder. That's what the sign says. No explanation, nothing. No footnotes, what the sign means. So those from the old generation remember the story, and they tell over the following story about the shul. There was a certain yid who went ahead and he borrowed money. Borrowed 50 napoleons, and it came time to pay back the loan. He went to the malva's house, he went to the lender's house, and he returned him the 50 napoleons. He gave him back the money. The lender was a little busy at the time, took the 50 napoleons, and he put it away in his bookcase behind his farm. And he forgot about it. He forgot that he was paying back the money. A few days later, he's looking over his cheshbonis, his accounts, and he sees that the enemy still owes him the 50 napoleons, was never paid back. So he visits his friend, and he says, no, the money's due. It's not paid up yet. What do you mean I didn't pay you up? Don't you remember, I came into your house, you were sitting by the table, I gave you the 50 napoleons.
You were busy.
And says to Shalom, and I walked away. You never gave it to me. I gave it to you. Back and forth. Okay? What's the halacha? Let's go to the dayan. So they went to Rabbi Leib dayan, who was the dayan at that time in Beis Yisrael. He heard both sides. He says, the halacha is, if you owe the money, and you say you don't owe the money, you have to swear. Take a shvuah that you don't owe the money and you part it from paying. The liver, shvuah says, so the liver refuses to swear. He says, I'm not going to swear. Elchi doesn't swear. I'm not going to swear. Is there any other way out? The dayan told him, the halach is clear. Either you swear or you pay. He said, okay. If that's the case, I'll have to pay again. And he manages to scrape together the 50 napoleons. And he pays him again. And of course, it comes right before Pesach. And the Malva is cleaning up his house, his bookcase, and lo and behold, he finds the missing envelope with the 50 coins inside. And he gives himself, Oyvei, what did I do? He goes running straight to the wife. He says, I'm sorry, you were right, you paid me back. Here, take it, it's yours. You only owe me the money once. You paid me twice. And I don't want to have it. I'm not holding on to the money, take it. And the Rebbe says, I gave it to you completely. It's not mine anymore. When I gave you the second time I paid you back, I didn't believe showing, because I didn't want to swear, and I'm not taking the money back for you. It's your money, not mine. And the Malva says, I don't want your presence. I don't want anything. It's your money. I don't want the money. He says, okay, I'll give it back to you. Take a present. No, I don't want it. Okay. Not too often it happens today. They don't want the money. But they're both fighting. Neither one wants the 50 gold coins. Go back to Rabbi Leib Dayan, and they ask him what to do. And the suggestion arises, the money should be used to build a shul. Take the money and build a shul. They both agree to it, and they go ahead, and that money was used to build the shul in Beis Yisrael. But the Leiva said, the Malva said, they don't want the names at all associated. No one should know that it was
no
them.
Credit.
No credit. Neither one wanted to take credit for building the shul. And therefore the shul was built anonymously with just this sign on the door that was built with the 50 napoleons, and it's a wonder the story. Right. And only those that know the background understand the story.
Now we know.
Okay, now you know the story. Kesef Talva as Am. The old Yerushalayim, the stories there. Yerushalayim from Eno stories. Okay. This week is already Parsha Shkolim. Time moves on. It's already Parsha Shkolim this week. We're getting close to Purim, to Pesach. It's already the time for the four parashiyos. Already holding parashiyos shkolim. Parashiyos shkolim is the beginning of kisisa. What does the Torah tell us at the end of kisisa? They need a machzor shekel. You give a machzor shekel to the base of mikdash. And Rashi brings down a very puzzling Rashi that Moshe was perplexed about the machzor shekel. And Hashem showed Moshe k'min matbeya shalesh, a coin of fire. And the pasuk tells us. Kizeg yitnu, says Rashi was mean kizeg yitnu, like this, that Hashem told Moshe, Hashem showed Moshe a coin of fire, matbeya shel esh. And this is what Klai Yisrael should give, zeg yitnu, a coin of a fire. Says Rashi in Periglamet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, zeg yitnu, heroi kimin matbeya shel esh, a coin of fire. And a way to maxis hashekel, kizeg yitnu. And everybody asks, what do you mean a coin of fire? Can a coin be made of fire? A coin of fire is not a coin. Shem Shishol Moshe, coins, what's the limud of a coin of fire, matbeya shel esh? So it's a well-known thought from Nachman Ressel that says, just like fire could be used for good or for bad, fire could be used for good, to give heat, to cook, to keep warm, to give light. Fire serves very, very beneficial, very good purposes. On the other hand, fire is a mazik, fire could destroy. If fire is not watched, it's left unattended, or it's in the wrong hands, fire destroys, fire kills. Matbeya, money is the same way. Money can be used for good, money can be used for bad. The person who has money has to be careful. If the money is left, it's out of control, the money could ruin a person. How many stories we hear of people that came into money and they ruined their lives, they destroyed themselves. Money is good, used for good deeds, used for mitzvahs, for Torah, to help others, Shabbos, whatever it might be. On the other hand, money can destroy. Matbeya shalesh. When a person has money, coins, the person has to be careful. Watch it. It's like playing with fire. So a person understands, he has to watch over fire. A person has to understand that having money, he has to watch over it and use 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 it the right way. B'chaim Shmulevitz brings down that when someone touches fire, even though he didn't mean to, he's burnt. I didn't mean to. It doesn't sound an excuse. Fire burns. It's metzius. Money burns also. A person's not careful. Money, it's touched the wrong way, used the wrong way. A person very careful, money could destroy. On the other hand, money could build. So a person has to know the money's like matbeya shel shelish. The Chiddush Erim was once traveling, and he came into a shul, and he heard the Rav giving a drasha. And the Rav asked this question, what does mean matbeya shelish, a coin of fire? And the Rav said, matbeya shelish represents not the idea that the coin itself is a fire, but represents the feeling that a person should have when he gives the stokel. When you give the machzor shekel, when you give the stokel, you give it a dollar, you give a donation, it should be with a brand, with fire. When you give a coin to the stokel, it shouldn't just be here. Take it, but it should be with a salavas, a little excitement, a feeling for the mitzvah, caring, giving the nadovah, the stokel in the right way. It should be with esh, from the fire. A person does a mitzvah, do it a brand, do it a fire. We know, we could do the same mitzvah different times, and the mitzvah is completely different. One time the mitzvah is done with excitement, there's a brand. Next time it's done a little bit half asleep. It happens. From the Be'er Shulah, it should be a coin. It should be a coin of fire. The Chiddush Erim said this all to the Kotzka, and the Kotzka said to him, it's a Gavaldik of Pshat, and I wonder what schus that Rav had to mechavet this Pshat. So the Chiddush Erim told him that I heard that with the area where this Rav lives, they're very, very generous in Echnosis Archim. Kotzka said, that's this one. Because of the mitzvah of Chnosas Archim, that this Rav was Isaac in, he was Zaychim in Ashpach, in Chavah, to this Pshat, Matbeya Shalesh, is to give him with a bren of fire. Okay, we're coming now to Pashas Shkolim. Purim is not, Rosh Chodesh is next week, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Purim is Pesach, Zman Gula is coming, times, the year's moving along. With a bren, so let's wake ourselves up a little bit, with a little bren, to do the mitzvahs, and coming closer to Yom Tovim to keep ourselves excited, and like we mentioned earlier about learning on Shabbos, mechaz ourselves to learn on Shabbos, and of course to learn what we can during the week. Ushtak will be zeicha to refuus Yeshuas the chomus. Zeicha will see Mashiach came here and remain on.